2 Kings chapter 2, verses 7 to 9. 50 of the prophets stood and watched. They faced the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. And they witnessed Elijah working his last miracle. He took his cloak, he rolled it up, and he struck the Jordan with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two men crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 7 to 9. Elijah's end. Power. Power for Elisha. That's what I see here. Now, I know this is unique. Here are these two prophets. I don't know of another case like it. So there are extraordinary things here, miracles and such like. But nevertheless, the principles stand clear to me. At least as I see them, this is what I'm speaking on here. The word I've chosen is power. Now, Elisha's sticking like a limpet to Elijah. I believe it's clear. He knows that this is an event that he will never get a repeat of. He knows Elijah's going to die. And he's sticking like a limpet to this man for the last and final blessing, the transfer of blessing if he can. Now I say this is unique, but the principles stand. What am I talking about? Elisha is facing a tremendous ordeal. He's been called, appointed to be a prophet in Israel. And it's a time of utter apostasy and declension. There are some faithful people about, but in the main, Israel has gone into the idolatrous worship in an abundant, dreadful state. And Elijah has had a tremendous task these past, say, 20 years. And now he's going. And it's all going to fall on Elisha. And he wants power. You see, he knows it's not simply good enough to be a technocrat. He has to come before this people with grip, with authority. He has to persuade them. He has to interest them, at the very least. He has to reach them. He has to teach them, yes, but he has to persuade them. And it's no good clinging to the past. Elijah is going. He wants power, and power for the future, and power for himself. Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit. He's not meager. He's not miserly in his asking. He really wants this power. He knows it's not Elijah. "I can't hold on to you," he said. "I know you're going. And I know tonight I'm standing in your boots. I know I've got to go on." It's God. Elijah dies, or is transported into heaven. Elijah goes, shall we say. But God remains. Can I cope? No, I can't. But God can. Now, the principles come over, my friend, into the new covenant, into the gospel. Read that chain in Romans 10, 13 to 15. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Ah, but how are they going to call? They've got to hear a preacher. How can they hear a preacher unless a preacher is sent with power and ability? How can it happen? And so on. Read that chain again. We need, from God this power, this grip, this sending. Not just technocrats in the pulpit. I know preaching is wider than pulpit work, but let me just concentrate on that for the moment, the stated preachers. We need power in this. It's not just to be technocrats, getting the system right. Read 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 to 5. Get the sheer molten heat of it, the white heat of it. Read it out loud to yourself. "I come in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, not in words of eloquence, preaching Christ and him crucified. Let the wisdom of the Greeks and the philosophy of the Greeks despise it. Let the tradition and the history of the Jews ridicule it and all the rest of it. Call it a scandal or whatever you will. I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and in the demonstration and power of the Spirit. Him, Christ, crucified in the demonstration of the Spirit." and of power. You see, these men are not interested in the glamour and the kudos of the so-called ministry. They want power. It's not degrees or systems that they want to master. It's power. That's what they want. Power for themselves. Power in themselves. The gospel. God to have power over them. They're not clinging to the past, but they're not despising the past. But they need the power of the Spirit for the future. Men come and go, but God remains. Now, these are things we need to know today. We put too much confidence in men. But we need men who have the Spirit, and the Spirit who has men to preach through them in power and grip. And we want more and more power. So Elisha is making the most of every opportunity. This is the last opportunity. Elijah is going. So it's now or never. And we need this power today, my friend. Let me give two illustrations. Both come from Lloyd-Jones. Martin Lloyd-Jones was on holiday, and he heard a man preaching from Jeremiah on fire in my bones, fire in the belly. Yeah. The strange thing was, said Lloyd-Jones, this man was preaching on fire as though he were sitting on an iceberg. The contradiction was palpable. And then he referred to A.J. Gordon with his quiet talks. And one of A.J. Gordon's, I think of Boston, one of his talks was quiet talks on power. How can you have a quiet talk on power? Power is what we need, my friend. Fire. Let me inherit a double portion of your Spirit. Ah, that's what we need. God to raise up men in the stated ministry and every believer in the priesthood of all believers. Men and women with power, the power of the Spirit, the demonstration of that power. Power to convict, power to convert, power to see salvation, power to edify, power to glorify God. Power is the need of the hour. Let me inherit a double portion of your Spirit. As Moses said, if you won't go with me, then don't take me from here. I heard the story many, many years ago of people gathered for a preaching service, but the preacher was not in the pulpit. So they sent a lad out to call the preacher and tell him it was time to come in. The lad came back on his own. Where's the man? Where's the preacher? Well, I didn't go in because he was talking to somebody. What was he saying? He was saying, don't take me in there unless you go with me. So they said, it'll all be all right. He'll be here soon. That's what we need, my friend. God with us, in power, in the Word. That's what we need to see today. Nothing else will do. Islam won't fall. Buddhism won't fall. Evolutionism won't fall. Philosophy won't fall. Entertainment won't fall, except by the power and demonstration of the Spirit in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God raise up all of us with this power and grant that we may have Elisha's Spirit. Let me inherit a double portion of your Spirit. May it be so, for the glory of God. Amen.